good team. Five of the last 6 years in a bowl game. I just want to make sure I'm correct. Our football team felt terrible after the loss, and it was wasn't something that was easy to get rid of. And they had a vision of a day like today, and they it hurt to lose that opportunity with the last club we played, and so they went to work, and the coaching staff challenged them, and we said, hey, listen, for you to come back off of the weekend that you just had and prepare, you're gonna have to sell out. There's no holding back. And they did. And I'm proud of them. I think the coaching staff did a great job. Those things are going to happen more regularly with our program and at a great school like Kansas. So can't tell you how happy I am for those kids. And if anybody wants to know why a guy would come back to college football this night, it tells you how much fun, how important college football is. So, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, KU.
And to be down 10-0 right out of the gates, and then to see your guys respond in that type of situation where they maybe very well could have kind of slumped their shoulders.
Yeah, I don't think in any game that we played they slumped their shoulders, and I think that they're telling us that they can take more and that they want more, and I'd say I think they're committed to being the best team they could be.
You said going into halftime you were going to tell your team it was 0-0 when they come out, your defense pitchers a shutout, and you win the second half big as well. Obviously, they took your message there at the end.
Well, I think his team wants to be something special. Now, I've definitely violated an NC2A rule. I just want to come clean. I told the team that after we won that we would park the plane someplace here in Boston and go out into town. So I might not be able to come through with that one. And so I don't know quite where that sits. And speaking of the athletic director, he's the one who said, yeah, that's a good idea about the plane. So.
Carter's a play tonight. He was.
Well, you know what? If he'd have done that 2 weeks ago, that's him. That's who he is. And throw that first interception out, and then now let's go. And I think we can do that with him. So I think there's some competition certainly in the quarterback room, but they're with him, not trying to take his job.
Coach, congrats on the win.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's wonderful for the players, wonderful for the coaches. It's why you come back.
That's Coach Les Miles. Guys, back to you.
Coach, what do you attribute the offensive turn 6 days, 9 days? What do you attribute that to?
I think we're in the RPO world a little bit more than we've been, and I think that benefits us.
When you have a quarterback lowering shoulder running, there's blocking on runs, what does that do for an entire team?
Well, it shows everybody that he cares as much as they do. And it's when you put your body at risk for your teammates, they recognize that.
Are you okay with putting his body at risk at all?
Yeah, there's some things I would probably like to take back, like the jump over top of the guy. I think we need to give him a
kind of a height range where he's allowed to jump over him or not, you know, that 4 foot eight kind of guy, as opposed to, you know, it might be 6'4". So
the plays you ran on offense tonight looked a lot different than the ones you ran last week. A lot more spread out, a lot more shotgun opportunities. At what point did you guys decide to shift?
Well, we really hadn't shifted much at all. That's really where we were at, okay? And the opportunity to throw in and sprinkle in some two back, we want to do that still. But what we want to do is we want to operate, you know, with the best percentages and the best chances at victory. So, in other words, how you implement a template of RPO. That's kind of what we've done, and we've stayed with it, and it's starting to pay dividends.
What does it mean, the variety of the offense that you showed? Five different players found the end zone, six, if you count Carter, passing for touchdowns.
I think it's the style of offense that we're going to run. It's when you see us successful, you'll see number of players finding the end zone. You'll see a lot of people touching the ball, and I mean, we're still not quite. I think we can give the ball to Puka in a little bit more inventive ways, but. I think we're doing okay. I think we're taking steps. This was a big step for us. I mean, now, you know, there's another club that's coming to Kansas, and we're going to look forward to playing them with an experience of victory on the road. So,
when you came back, was one of the biggest steps getting them to believe? And is this one of those steps?
I know what I would love to tell you that, you know, that was me, you know. I really believe in my heart that those kids, these people, they want to be special. They didn't show up here to be, you know, a guy on a team. You know, I'm a guy on a team. No, they wanted to be a guy on a great Kansas team and have experiences like these.
Two guys over 100 yards, Puka and Herbert, they both had an effective game. Can you talk about you guys running attack, how you guys were able to kind of
weather
that running attack? A lot of big runs for
Herbert. Well, it really kind of spoke to the offensive line doing a pretty good job tying up what were the 5 to 7 that they could get to. And, I really give it to the fact that, you know, we're doing things with a greater percentage of success, and, you know, I think that's the direction that we're going to go and who we're going to be, and I think we'll have games where, you know, three backs will be over 100 yards and the quarterback will throw for 567. That's what they threw for today. So I think we're getting there. And I think it's going to be exciting, too, as this program matures.
Can you speak to the resiliency of the defense posting a second-half shutout and how that propelled the team to the win?
DJ Elliott did a great job with the defense. Absolutely great. And he's... his team, and when the defense plays for the offense and the offense plays for the defense, and then the defense plays for special teams and special teams play for, and they all complement one another, you got a really good team. And I think that's what we're developing. Really good team.
Take a couple more.
Les, you said this is the moment why you come back. What moment will you remember about tonight?
Oh, just some of the faces, the smiles that a young man would have to thank a coach by not necessarily saying thank. He says you challenged us, you, and those things are priceless for me, to me. And it's just a special piece for me. I like having an impact on other people.
Was anything said to Carter after that interception? Because you guys have had turnover issues the first couple of weeks, and then right off the bat,
he
plays like great from that point on.
I should have said whatever I said to him at the beginning of the game, before the game, right? In case, I think from now on, that's exactly what I'll do. So, we told Carter, you know, the read, you needed to make sure that you made a great read, which on that one, we would argue that he didn't. We expect that you will continue and make reads like you've done in the past, and let's go. And he did. And really within a drive, he jumped a guy and, you know, feet hit the ground. He made a right turn, you know, started using his feet some, which really then opened up some of the passing lanes because they'd have to come down and stop him from running and they could throw it.
Big picture, Coach, what does this mean for your program?
I think it tells everybody that the Jayhawks are coming. And I think there's a... I think it's very realistic that we can be a great program and have real quality football teams year after year. Not today, not tomorrow, but in a short... productive future.